I am Nihlus, where I give you my straight-up opinion, straight from South Dakota.
So, welcome back to I Am Nihlus. I'm your host, Nihlus Rentschler, and we're going to be talking about a few things on this episode. One, we're going to talk about a little bit more about South Dakota this time. Some of our comments were that people liked hearing from South Dakota, and I am based out of Brandon, South Dakota, or Sioux Falls, South Dakota, right outside of Sioux Falls. And we're going to be talking about some things that's been in the news that I wanted to talk a little bit about. Farm accidents here in South Dakota that's kind of been in the news, and also there's a South Dakota law that was passed about texting and driving. We want to talk a little bit about that. And a little bit about the population in South Dakota. Many people that are probably outside South Dakota might not know how the numbers look. And we're going to go back to the coronavirus again a little bit, because I want to talk about the coronavirus in Italy. So, let's get to it. This topic is not the nicest in the sense that it's not, it can bring a tear to your eyes when I talk about farm accidents, because I've witnessed some in my days. We've had some people in my school that had some accidents, and growing up in South Dakota off and on, it's kind of a way of life, and we understood that here on the farm in South Dakota, you have it's a dangerous place, and some people don't realize this. And there's been some, as you know, I don't like to get political, so there has been some politicians that have talked about farmers, and what they don't understand is it's a rough life out there. They do a lot of great work. They are into technology like I can't believe right now. I just can't even fathom some of the technology. And I'm an IT guy, and I can't even fathom some of that technology that they're using out there. But all the technology in the world will not save you if you make a mistake and don't think twice about what you're doing. Keep your head about yourself, what you're doing, and accidents can happen. It can happen in any business or any instance. You know, OSHA's out there, and I was reading here some people that were talking about how, you know, maybe the farmers need to have safety classes, you know, for the farm families and stuff like that. And I just think that's crazy, because they do pass down from generation to generation safety, and safety is a concern of every farmer out there. They're not just running around and doing things that crazy and haphazardly normally. Some of the kids got to watch out, but that's the job of the elders to teach them a little bit. And we had a death that happened not long ago. I believe it was on February 17th, Monday, rural Elkton, South Dakota, 27-year-old, died in a grain bin accident. Christopher Bauman, they found him dead inside the bin. And they're not sure why he went in there by himself. That's usually something you don't do. Sometimes you may have to, for whatever reason, you need to get in there to fix something. You think there's nothing going to happen. And 9,999 times out of 10,000, it won't happen. But there's always that chance. There's always that chance. And everybody that farms understands those kind of issues and what could happen. There was also, I was in doing a little bit of research on that, I found something that was a real tragedy, and that was Taylor Watzel down in Winter High School. He, in 2016, I believe it was around October, I'm not sure the exact date. The report was from about October 21st. It was sometime that week of October 21st. And he also died in an accident with the grain bin, I do believe. And those type of accidents, they, you know, and then people have an outrage about kids working on the farm and stuff like that. But these kids are raised around it. They grew up since they were barely walking. They were out there doing stuff. So it's not like they don't know, you know, that there's hazards out there and stuff like that. But sometimes something can break, something can go wrong, and an accident can happen. And it's really a shame that a 16-year-old boy died in that accident. And Taylor, from what it says here, that he was a pretty good kid, and everybody was pretty torn up about that in winter. And I want to say to all those families, my condolences. That's something you just can't live through without having some pain and scars. But anyway, there's a lot of things that can happen out there on the farm. So if people think that farming is easy, or it's pretty easy to just throw some grain in the ground and throw dirt over it and throw water on it, I mean, come on. It's a lot more than that. And farmers in this country should be given credit for what they do. And a lot of people cut them a little bit short. Just remember that when you're eating your box of Wheaties, or you're eating that muffin, or you're eating anything, really. I mean, you're having some chicken, you're having some pork. You remember the farmers. That's all I ask. So, I'm going to move on to the law that, they haven't made it law yet, I guess. This is something that just passed here back on the 19th of February. The House in South Dakota, finally, they tried this once before, and I think it missed it by one vote or something. But they passed a law to get tougher on texting and driving. And the current law right now has a fine of $100 for highway drivers that text. And this bill is going to ban texting on all roads, and anyone using a mobile device for social networking sites. It would increase violations to a criminal offense, as well as punishable by up to 30 days in jail and a $500 fine. I don't know if that's really going to make a big difference. People are still going to do it. I try absolutely not to do that in every way, shape, or form, because I know how dangerous it is. And one thing that people were saying to me when I was driving Lyft and Uber, that you know, you're messing with your phone, isn't that dangerous? But I had my phone on a phone mount and didn't have it in my hand in any way, shape, or form. I'd tap on location and stuff like that, but texting I didn't do unless I was at a standstill and I had to text a passenger or something like that. And I do have hands free, and it just surprises me how many new cars don't have hands free devices in them, or they are not allowed or something. I don't know. It's kind of like the blinker situation. That's a whole nother topic. But the fact that people don't go out there and they don't use their hands-free devices when they're driving. I mean, even my 2016 Chevy Silverado, I mean, I can text while I'm driving. I can tell Siri to do something. I can ask her to send a text message. I can ask her to dial the phone for me. I don't have to touch anything. But anyway, that's just amazes me that people still do that. I mean, I was in the military, and you couldn't text. You couldn't have your phone. You had to have hands free on any military base. I just wish it was that way all over the place. Unfortunately, it's not. So. So the hands-free is going through, and I'm really hoping that passes and our governor signs off on it. That's going to be a good bill. I feel it's going to be a good bill. It's going to save lives in some ways, as long as people follow it. I'm really hoping they do. That's something that we can't always count on. that people will follow, you know, the laws that, that are out there. People fudge here and there. So we'll see what happens there. Hoping South Dakota, they can get that passed through the Senate, since the House has just passed it, and that the governor will sign off on it. I really hope so. So I have a short announcement to make. We are sponsored usually by us-specialties.com. They're having a St. Patrick's Day sale. Buy one, get 50% off caps. This cap is from us-specialties.com. And for their caps that are out there, they're going to give you 50% off on the second one. Pretty good deal. They have some pretty interesting caps out there. You should go out and try it out. That would be great.
Are you a veteran? Did you serve? Well, you know, you can always keep serving. And that is a great accomplishment and makes you feel good and gives that sense of purpose and selfless service back to you that you used to have when you were in the military and the camaraderie. If you're not already a member of a service organization like American Legion, I would say you need to get out there and you need to join American Legion if you can, or the Veterans of Foreign Wars, or one of the other service organizations that might fit you. Get out there and join those organizations. They need your help. They need your membership.
So, moving on, we were going to talk about South Dakota and population. I thought this was interesting because in South Dakota, I thought for the longest time we had probably the smallest population of everybody. But I'm looking at a Fox News report that came out. I've heard some other numbers a while back. And to tell you the truth, I think this was published on February 18th. So this is pretty current. They're saying that Wyoming is actually the smallest in population, which is interesting. Hey, Wyoming, you're small. 577,737 people call it home. So, and that's not bad. Population density is only 6 people per square mile. Only Alaska is more remote than that, but population-wise, Alaska is not the smallest. So, I think number 2 was Vermont, was 626,299, and then comes third, Alaska. Alaska has 737,438, according to that, but they have the least dense population, obviously, because Alaska is pretty good size and. That's not a lot of people for that size area there. The next one didn't surprise me too much. Number 4 was North Dakota, 760,077. And they're not doing too bad, but 90% of that land is either farms or ranches, which is pretty common up here. Then we have number 5. And guess who's number 5? South Dakota. So we're not last, we're not the least of population like I'm sure we were many years ago when I was growing up, but we have a whopping, and I do say this, a whopping 882,235 people in South Dakota. So that is, that is quite amazing. They also, I don't know if everybody knew this, but the Geodetics Survey, the National Geodetics Survey, had designated a point outside the city of Belle Fourche the geographic center of the United States. So South Dakota does have a few claims to fame here. And of course, we have Mount Rushmore and some of the really recognizable, that's probably one of the most recognizable tourist attractions. But if you go out there to see Mount Rushmore, do not, and I repeat this, do not miss going to see Crazy Horse. That monument, when it is done, I don't think it'll be done in my lifetime, but it would sure be nice to see it. The face is done now, and I think they have the arm pointed out, and the top of the arm, and at some point the finger might even be there, and they're going to start working on the horse head. They got everything painted out a little bit so you can kind of see where it is. They have a lot of models. There's a nice museum there, and it's a good project. I think it's going to be a fantastic monument when it's finished. And but of course, Mount Rushmore is out there, but Mount Rushmore is pretty small compared to that. They have some models in comparison of the two, and it's pretty small. So in comparison to there. And we do have fireworks coming up in the 4th of July. So a little plug for South Dakota tourism, and come out and see Mount Rushmore and be able to see the fireworks display there is going to be pretty awesome. It has in the past. I've not seen the actual fireworks display other than photos and videos. So, but I do want to see it in person. I'm hoping this year maybe to get to see it. We'll see how that works out. Not too sure if we're going to manage it, but we're going to try. But so, yeah, population, we can always use more people here. Everybody can come out here. We do have tech jobs. We have everything. Another unknown fact that I may or may not have brought up before is in Brookings, we have the big sign manufacturer. And that plant is huge. I think they didn't say every stadium, but a very large portion. I know it's over 20 teams, home stadiums, have signs built by them, by Daktronics. Daktronics is an amazing place. I have been out there to the factory. I work with someone that used to work there, and we got a tour of the place. Amazing what they do with their signs, and they're so huge what they can build, and it looks so realistic, like it's a TV right in front of your face. It's just amazing. But anyway, that's another big tech company that's here in South Dakota, so we got our share. We do. Well, let's move on to the very last thing that I was going to talk about today. I was going to talk about the coronavirus. I know I talked about it in the last issue, or last episode, but I felt I had to talk about it this time due to what was happening with the coronavirus and how it was spreading across Europe a bit. And I lived for 25 years in Germany with being in the military and being out of the military, and then back in the military. But the borders had opened up while I was there, and they had open borders. They still do. But I'm really thinking this is getting out of hand. And in these type of situations, I don't see a problem if they would to close down the borders a little bit and you know, check people coming across, because, wow, this is really getting out of hand. Italy, you heard in the news the last couple days how northern Italy, they've sequestered people in their towns, their small towns. They're not letting them out. And it seems that in Austria and Croatia and Switzerland, the cases involving coronavirus there have been due to the fact people were in Italy. And so also Algeria in Africa had cases that stemmed from Italy. So somebody came into Italy and really started spreading it there. They've had 300 cases as of here the last couple days. I'm not sure this was, 25 minutes ago. 300 cases and 11 deaths from this virus there. And the neighbors decided closing borders, so that would mean, you know, like France, Germany, and stuff like that. They decided that closing the borders would be disproportionate to the potential of this pandemic, which I really hope for my friends and our family that's in Germany, that this is, they're in the western, upper western part of Germany over by Luxembourg, and not so far south, but still, I mean, these people really have to think twice about maybe closing this border. Or at least, you know, checking people coming across. I don't think it's that bad if they would just check and see what's happening. But I know some of the Germans, health minister there in Germany, it was talking about how it was very, very serious and it could get worse before it gets better. And I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. If you're traveling to Europe, man, I hope you're not going to Italy, because there's going to be some quarantine and other issues of people coming in and out of there. If you're trying to travel to there, man, that would be not a good thing. And I like how the Italian health minister, Roberto Speranza, he said, we're talking about a virus that doesn't respect borders. Well, no kidding, folks. Doesn't respect borders. Yeah, it's going to spread everywhere no matter what happens. So anyway, so be careful out there. Even in Spain, it sounds like in Spain and Tenerife, which is down in the Canary Islands, they're off the coast of Africa, straight south. Anyway, up to 1,000 guests were locked down in a hotel after an Italian doctor and his wife tested positive for the virus. Oh my goodness, I've been down there. I've been to Fuerteventura. That was a really nice place to go and visit. But it seems like they're trying to hold it and not let it get past Florence or Rimini or Pisa and protect. And some of those towns are up near Milan and even near Venice, there's a town that's locked down and people aren't allowed to leave. So I'm really hoping that our government does well in quarantining people coming in and things happening like that. And people have to understand, if you traveled over there and you got caught up in this, I would understand. I'd be kind of PO'd and it would probably, you know, mess up with your work and everything else. You're trying to get back from your vacation and you can't go anywhere and you get locked down or whatever. So that, I can imagine, would really be a stressful situation, but so much of this would be much better if people had some understanding that this can be really, really bad. And if you get caught in that, kind of like we used to say, go with the flow. Yeah, there's no use of trying to flip out and go all crazy on the whole thing. So anyway, that, I think, is going to wrap up some of the topics that I had for today. And I'd like to thank everyone, especially our last episode, episode 12. This is episode 13, by the way. And our last episode was a big hit. We got quite a few views, a lot more than I expected. Thank you very much for all our subscribers. And I hope everybody listened through to the whole show and had a chance to hear what I had to say on some of these topics. And we hope to see you again sometime. I am on Twitter, at I Am Nihilus, and also on Facebook, I Am Nihilus. You can find us there, as well as on YouTube, our YouTube channel that you found if you're watching this. If you're not watching this and you're listening to our podcast on Anchor or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any of the others that we're on, I hope you check our video channel out on YouTube and you get a chance to see me. So if you're hearing my voice and you haven't seen me before, you know, other than the funny pictures that I used to post as the pictures for the podcast, I hope you come to the YouTube channel and check us out here. So everyone, have a great day.
Just remember, that you can reach us always at info@iamnihilist.com or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/iamnihilist, or on Twitter @iamnihilist.